Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin. I am your Marketplace Apostle, and I am coming to you live from Waves of Glory. We thank you once again for tuning in to the show today. We are doing a series on the Day of the Woman, and today we're going to begin on the series of Behold, I Show You a Mystery. And we know in our natural understanding that the woman that God Himself created is a mysterious creature. In life today, men are still trying to get a grasp of who a woman truly is and how she functions in the earth today and in the life of a man as his companion. We are mysterious because God created us in such a manner. I just want to take us over to the book of Genesis this morning because our lead-in today for the advertisement for today's show is Discover the Mystery of the Woman in Ministry. And it says, who is she? Where does she come from? What is her purpose and her destiny? And this week we're going to be answering those questions here on Waves of Glory. And there's no better place to start than at the beginning. So we're going back to the book of Genesis. We will be in chapter 2, beginning at verse 18, and we know that God Himself is the creator and the originator of woman. And verse 18, I'm just going to read a little bit of the scripture to you, says, then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. Now, probably like you, I thought that once God made that decision, he immediately made Eve for Adam. That is not the case. Verse 19 says, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. And as I'm reading the word today, I am just wondering what was going on in the mind of God when he first says, it is not good for man to be alone, so let us create a helper suitable for him. Now God goes through the process of creating all of these animals and forming them and bringing them to Adam for him to have a relationship with, to be a helper for him so that he would not be alone. But even at the end of all of the creating of all of the animals that God brought to Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. Now we know without a shadow of a doubt that our God is all-knowing. So he already knew that neither of these animals was going to be suitable as a helper for Adam. But he had to take Adam through the process of seeing that nothing that was created was going to be able to fill that longing in him to be accompanied by someone like himself. We remember in the scripture it tells us that before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain. Now, in order for the lamb to be slain, that would have meant there had to be a woman in the earth to give birth to a generation that birthed a generation that birthed a generation on and on until Jesus was born through Mary and crucified in Jerusalem. So all that we are looking at in the garden is truly the beginning of the end. Glory be to God. Then in verse 21, when God has gotten Adam to recognize that neither of these is a helper suitable for him, I believe that God is trying to get his attention so that he can begin to recognize his need for this woman, for this companion, for this one who is like him, who is every way, even as he is looking upon the animals two by two, and he is seeing how they get along, how they complement one another. It's cool time for Adam as God is bringing these animals to him and teaching him relationship. In verse 21, so the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And behold, I say unto you, I show you a mystery." The reason why it was difficult, and it's still yet a mystery for men to understand women, because when God created Eve, Adam was asleep. Not only was he asleep, God reached deep inside of him, took out a portion of himself, and closed up the flesh, and then fashioned someone like unto him, then presented her to him. And Adam, like with the animals, gave this woman a name. He said, "She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Then I'm believing that there had to be a scar there for him to recognize that something different had occurred from the inside. Something different had occurred to him, that this was not a creature that God had just scooped up out of the dirt like he did the animals that he brought before him. Now, here we have another mystery revealed in verse 24. Why a man seeks a woman. And then it says, 24, for this reason. Well, this reason is talking about the previous verses, because woman is taken out of man, and when he is ready to be wed, he goes on the search for that part of him that has been separated from him. And sometimes he gets a hold of something that was separated from someone else, and he picks the wrong woman. That's why it's important, men, for you to know yourself before you go seeking a wife. Amen. Know yourself so you don't just go running after hips and lips and fingertips. You've got to find the one that was taken out of you. Verse 24, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So first God takes the woman out of man and makes the flesh too. And then at holy matrimony, God gives the woman back to the man and the two become one flesh. Do you understand? And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Now we want to see who is the woman. She is a product of who the man is. She is a portion of who he is, which means everything that the man is, she is, because she is taken out of man. She is not a lesser human being. She is not a lesser part of him, but she is of the whole of him, and she has been taken from him to be a complement to him, to be suitable for him. God, in his wisdom, didn't just go off and just sculpt something out of clay, but he sculpted her out of the bone structure of the man, out of the strength of the man. Praise the Lord. So she comes from within him. What is her purpose? This is a mind-blowing question, because we sometimes get it twisted. We think the purpose of the woman is to bear children or to take care of the home or to take care of the husband and his needs. But here in the garden, we see that God himself declared, "It is not good for the man to be alone." That word alone simply means, in its original state, all one. It is not good for man to be all one. Adam needed someone like unto himself to communicate with, to process with, to talk with, to be intimate and to interact with. And nowadays we say that a dog is a man's best friend. And I want to just say unto you today, that's a sad state of affairs, because if God wanted a dog to be Adam's best friend, he could have made the dog Adam's best friend. But the dog was not Adam's best friend. He created the woman out of Adam so that she would be his quote-unquote BFF. She would be his best friend. She would be the one to whom he turned for consolation, for conversation, amen, for intimacy. And so when we put an animal between the two of them and say that the dog is the man's best friend, we break down the relationship that God intended from the beginning to cause the man to have the bone structure, the strength of himself, removed a portion of his strength and cultivated as someone to stand beside him. Now we understand that there's a little bit more going to transpire during the course of their time in the garden, but today we just want to establish who this woman is. She is the gift of God. The Word of God says that God brought her to the man and gave her to him. She is the gift of God. And here in the day of the woman, we want our daughters of Zion to recognize that you are a precious gift. The word of the Lord declares that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You weren't just thrown together as a lump of dirt, but you were fearfully and wonderfully made. And God looked upon the woman after he created other things in the earth. He said it is good. But when he created that woman, he said it is very good. And so I want to lift you up, my sisters, today, that when God placed you in front of Adam, he placed the very good, emphasizing very good, into the hands of the man to walk beside him, to love him, to conversate with him, to compliment him, not to be someone to be dogged out by him, to be crushed under his feet, but to be one with him. Amen to that. And so I'm praying that you will tune in the rest of this week as we are going to be talking about the mystery that is the woman. And we're going to move from the garden all the way up to modern day woman in ministry. Whether you recognize it or not, Eve came on the scene as a woman in ministry because it was not good in the mind of God for man to be alone. And so he released her from the rib cage of Adam. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about the correlation of what happened in the garden with Eve coming out of the side of Adam, and then Jesus on the cross, and the swordsman, the guard, the centurion, piercing his side with a spear, and out flowed something marvelous. God bless you today. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin here on Wings of Glory. I'm going to be praying for the daughters of the King today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your daughters will rise up and recognize that they are a gift from God and they are very good. I pray that we would recognize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are the apple of your eye, and you have called us into this region, into this world, into this arena with destiny. We are not an afterthought. We were in the mind of God from the very beginning. And so, God, we thank you today that we are embarking on this journey to discover who we are and what we are called and purposed to do. We bless you now in Jesus' name. bless all the daughters of God, as well as the men, but especially the day of the woman. We pray right now and prophesy over you as Ezekiel prophesied over the valley of dry bones. And I prophesy that you will stand upright on your feet, that God himself will renew you and revive you to the glory of his name. In Jesus' name, we declare this day, amen and amen. This is Apostle EJ saying, go out there and seize the day. This is the day of the woman.